We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Midyom Mehilchos Tefilah Siman Kuf Zayin Hamasupagim Mispalah Din Tefilas Nedava Sif Aleph. Yim Hu Masupagim Mispalah. If you're not sure whether you daven or not, Chozer Mispalah, then you daven again. Ve'Eino Tzarich Chadash Shum Davar. You don't need to say anything new in your Shmona Esrei. You could say the same Shmona Esrei with the same Bakashos, and that will be okay. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, you make a condition. You say, if I didn't daven, then this should count as an obligatory davening. And if I already daven, then this should be an adava, a voluntary davening. And even though in general we say, Safik Durabanan Lahakil, and Shmona Esrei is Durabanan, so therefore you should not have to go back again, still here we say you can go back again because we have a rule from the Gemara, Halavai Sheispal Adam Kol Hayom, that one is allowed to daven every day, all day, as an adava, as a voluntary davening. So therefore we say that one can do the same thing over here. Continues the Mechaber, Aval, in Bar Loshe Yispal, if you know for sure you davened, in a Chozer Mispal, Elbelo Chiddush, you cannot daven again unless you add something new in your Shmona Esrei. Va'ayde Chiddush, Chozer Mispal, Benadava, Kolopam Shagir Tzen. If you add something in your Shmona Esrei, then you'd be allowed to daven as many times as you want. Chutz mitfilas Musaf, She'im Mispal, and Oso Nadava, except for Musaf, which one is not allowed to daven again, voluntarily. The Mishnah Berurah explains when it comes to a Tefillas Nedava that when we need to add something new, that is because now it shows that you are davening for Bakasho's purposes and not for obligatory reasons. But if you don't add something, then it looks like you're doing it to fulfill a chova, which you already fulfilled earlier. The Mechaber continues, Im Hischel Ubishabas Vyamtav Eno Mispala Tefillas Nedava Klal. On Shabbos and Yamtav, you can't daven a Tefillas Nedava at all because we weren't Makrev Nedarim Nedavos in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yantif, so too you can't give a voluntary tefillah on Shabbos and Yantif either. If you start davening because you think you didn't daven yet, then it turns out you realize you already davened, then you stop in the middle. Even if you can now add something where you would say, Lokit is a tefillah nedava, so Mishnah Berurah explains, since you started L'Shem Chova, because you thought you were davening, you can't have a Shmona Esrei that is half Chova and half Nedava. So you would not be able to do that in that case. When we say to add something new, that is in any of the middle brachos. And if you added something in one of the brachos, that's enough to make it obvious that it is a Tefillas Nedava and not a Tefillas Chova. But you would not be able to add in the first three brachos or the last three brachos, only in the bakashos. The Rama adds, "Yesh omer de lo mikri chiddush elam nischadish also davar shelo haya tzarich elav kodem lachin." Some say that it is only called a chiddush if you add something which you didn't need during that first Shmona Esrei. Obviously, that would be much harder to add something according to this opinion of the Rama. The Chai Adam says that we don't have Tefillas Nedava at all nowadays because it is impossible for people. We know that very few people are actually able to have the appropriate kavanah the entire Shmona Esrei, so we would not want someone to daven a Tefillas Nedava where that would be an issue. However, it's clear that the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan disagree and say we can daven Tefillas Nedava even today.